It's Tuesday, the 20th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbin with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The second oil and gas conference starts in Windhoek and runs until August 22nd. Organized by the Economic Association and supported by various partners, including the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, as well as the Hans Scheidel Foundation, the event is endorsed by the Mines and Energy Ministry. Jason Kathuto, the chairperson of the Economic Association of Namibia.
Day one of the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference, the delegates who have subscribed will be trickling in soon. Of course, we've have experienced an oversubscription, but we found ways to mitigate around that in order to be able to give everyone the comfort they deserve. And we're just really looking forward to the robust discussions and engagements that will be taking place, coupled with the masterclasses that kick off the conference on day one today, and of course, the official opening.
The Walvis Bay Corridor Group is alerting the transport and logistics industry abroad about the Mpox outbreak, which is now affecting trading partners in the Southern Africa Development Community region. The outbreak has been reported in DRC and South Africa, raising concerns for regional trade. Marketing and Communications Manager at the group, Maria Paulus.
We've urged all our stakeholders to be on high alert and extremely cautious, while also adhering to the prescribed safety protocols. We further urge our stakeholders to remain calm and avoid panic as we navigate through this outbreak. The Walvis Bay Corridor Group, with the support from SADC, we have cross-border wellness clinics along all the key corridors connected to our neighboring countries. We offer free assistance at our wellness clinics, and we encourage truck drivers and industry players to visit our clinics for prompt assistance.
Hume International has reported that South Africa's ban on poultry from the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul has severely impacted the country's poultry industry. The ban, effective from this month, restricts imports of poultry produced after June 17. The organization's Roy Thomas told SABC News that South Africa, a major importer of Brazilian poultry, faces potential economic strain in the processed meats industry.
South Africa is very reliant on certain products from Brazil, products that are used in the manufacturing space. A big product that South Africa imports is mechanically deboned meat. They import over 18,000 metric tons of this product every single month. And this product is used in the production of polonies, your sausages, your Viennas, your chicken nuggets.
Reuters has it that the Democratic Republic of Congo expects to receive its first Mpox vaccine doses by next week, thanks to support from the United States and Japan. Last week, the World Health Organization declared Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years due to the rapid spread of a new variant across the continent of Africa. The U.S. Republican Party has released a new report in which it claims President Joseph Biden has engaged in what it calls impeachable conduct. Despite that, Congress is unlikely to hold an impeachment vote without enough support for it to succeed in the House. Here with the report is Mitch McCann.
In it, Republicans make sweeping claims that when Biden was vice president, he was involved in corruption that allowed his family to profit from his office. The alleged crimes involve business dealings with his son, Hunter Biden. Despite the serious allegations, U.S. media report that the report has no evidence or proof that Biden engaged in any dodgy dealings. Joe Biden is unlikely to face an impeachment vote as the Republican Party lacks the dozens more votes it needs to be successful. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.